State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. We've been looking for a while at efforts to create racial equity in Michigan. We've reported on things like infant mortality and preschool and college access. But we want to follow up now on a story I did last week about development in Grand Rapids and whether all the city's residents will benefit from the growth. And that sent me out looking for folks trying not just to improve education or health outcomes for the city's Black residents, but for how to actually build wealth.
There used to be a church right here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now they do tattoos.
Now they do.
That ain't the same at all.
It's not the same.
I'm standing at the corner of Division and McConnell in Grand Rapids with Jameel Robinson. Next to us is a gray, boarded-up building Robinson's grandfather once owned. It had a barbershop, a candy store, a pool hall, and apartments upstairs. But it was old, and it needed repairs. In 2005, Robinson's family sold it. Then, the building boom in the area happened.
We had a new school that is directly across the street, and just knowing that the property value has increased tremendously over the course of this 7 to 8 years was really tough to watch.
This building, it's personal for Robinson, but it's happening all over the city. The economy in Grand Rapids is growing, just not for African Americans. Incomes for Black residents have dropped since 2009, according to the census. Median household income for African Americans in Grand Rapids is less than half what it is for whites. That is what Jameel Robinson is trying to fix. His idea? More Black business owners. So we head someplace else, and Robinson introduces me to this guy.
My name is Brian Mosby, and this is Mosby's Gourmet Popcorn Palace.
Behind him stands just a wall of popcorn and flavors I never even imagined. Birthday cake, blueberry, loaded baked potato. Mosby's is a member of the organization Robinson created. It's called Grand Rapids Area Black Businesses. And I kind of sit back and I listen to the two of them talk about how to grow the number of Black businesses in Grand Rapids and build lasting wealth. Mosby starts.
We have to think bigger first, work together secondly, and then own multiple corridor sections of businesses. And that way we can start to create wealth in more ways than just one. You're not gonna get rich just in one way.
This is your third business. One of the most prevalent barriers that kind of impede African Americans from starting businesses is the access to capital. And so is there an access issue?
That, for me personally, that's my number one issue. I don't know if it's a color thing or if it's a social economic thing or whatever the case may be, but yeah, I've been denied loans, SBA loans, and every other way I can possibly think about getting started.
Now, getting startup money is a challenge for all business owners, but especially Black business owners. In 2014, the Wall Street Journal did an analysis of loans backed by the U.S. Small Business Administration. Only 1.7% of the total amount awarded went to Black business owners. Lots of entrepreneurs get around the issue of funding through personal connections, like a rich aunt or an uncle. But in a city where more than 40% of African Americans live below the poverty line, Robinson points out rich aunts are hard to come by. And that's what he's trying to change with the Grand Rapids Area Black businesses. It's a change he calls the shift.
So the shift is us, you know, increasing the number of African American businesses, through that decreasing the unemployment rate, through that decreasing the poverty rate. At the end of the day, we're looking to improve the quality of life for African American families.
The shift is something Robinson is hoping to see in Grand Rapids, but it's an idea that's not limited to one place. It's racial justice through entrepreneurship, through ownership. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.